Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joins us now. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, Jim, and thank you so much for subbing for David on this rare day off. Thanks for doing it.
Absolutely. Well, first off, the New York Times is reporting the relationship between President Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has disintegrated to the point that they have not even spoken to each other in weeks.
I think that's true. This is really a very interesting phenomenon. You know, in this country where Trump has such a low approval rating, I mean, very, very low, in the 30s now, there is a tendency by many people to say anybody who opposes Trump is a good guy. But let's remember that this guy, McConnell, is the guy who denied a Supreme Court pick to the President of the United States, Barack Obama, made him wait a year, and then insisted on getting Judge Gorsuch through, and many other things. Now, there's a common Republican agenda here, and this is very interesting because, you know, they've got to raise the debt ceiling. They've got to come up with a whole bunch of programs that the Republicans need to get through if they're to get their members reelected. And here's the President of the United States, not only in an expletive filled conversation with McConnell's screaming match on the phone, but also you have a situation where McConnell has to defend senators who have been frontally attacked by Trump, including John McCain, who has brain cancer and who is a true American hero in that he was imprisoned, refused to leave until his colleagues were let go in Vietnam. And we have a situation now where these two guys are going to be forced to get together and to negotiate, which is Trump's idea of the art of the deal. Behind all of this, Jim, is the idea that he has to get himself a wall built, because it's the one thing at the cost of more than $1 billion. There's no appetite on the Democratic side for it, and there certainly is limited appetite on the Republican side. So will there be a trade? In other words, I'll leave your guys alone, and I won't come after your incumbent Republican senators, and you give me my wall at the cost of, probably by the time it's done, billions of dollars, a wall which most people think we don't need.
And the United Nations Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination has urged the U.S. government to reject racist speech and ideology and criticize the U.S.'s failure at the highest political level to unequivocally condemn the racist violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, earlier this month.
Well, you know, this, of course, is a direct shot at Trump, because this is what set him on his contemporary downward slide. And by the way, one day he says things that inflame so many people, and the next day the generals probably write him a nice speech and he gives it. And it's got people dizzy, sort of looking, which Trump are we getting today? And it certainly raises certain questions about Trump. In any case, the UN has never been a favorite of the Republican conservatives. What this indicates to me is that you'll now see Trump coming out against the UN, because that's the way that this guy operates in the context of finding somebody that you can make your bullying statements to and about, and the United Nations has always been that. So while it's an interesting gambit for a UN agency, it really ends up being anything but that, because it offers Trump more ammunition.
And finally, today, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will mark the progress of the bridge to be named after his late father, Mario Cuomo, the late governor, a man you knew well, Alan.
I didn't know him, and of course we had a radio show for many, many, many years, appearing on most of the public, if not all of the public radio stations around New York State, in Boston, in New York City. It was fun. He was a great man, a great speaker. There are some who think that Andrew Cuomo was being somewhat self-serving in naming it for his own father. Nevertheless, you know, I knew Mario quite well and thought of him as a great man. So I'm sort of interested in the way in which this debate has been going.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, thank you.
And thank you, Jim.